no tax.
I think we got it at 60, about 68 degrees.
It's hot.
That's how a lot of people feel across the South. At least 15 states continuing to hang in the 100 degree category. How much can you take of the heat, I ask you? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we head into the weekend. Oh, what a week it's been. As Congress scatters for 5 weeks to vacation on the heels of the FAA not being funded, suddenly it is funded. Another temporary deal, the 21st stopgap measure since 2007. Well, if we can't figure out a solution, we're doing the stopgap thing. The bottom line is there were 7,400 people that weren't working, and it was costing, and this is the reason why, it was costing the government and airline tax $30 million a day. So once they put pen to paper and realized, $16 million in subsidies, the argument over that with the rural airports, I think we need to figure out a way to make this happen. Even though it goes deeper than that because it's about a bill and pushing the bill forward and what was in it, it's always about that. It's like somebody delivering a cake to an inmate with little tools that could be used to try to escape with. You know, that was always the old joke about what's in the loaf of bread. Could be a knife. Could be something else, a tool that could be chip away at the wall and eventually the inmate could escape. Unfortunately, half of these bills, as we know, and we've talked about many, many times, despite the efforts to cut things and on all the grandstanding about pork in the past, there's always some caveat. There's always something in there that doesn't quite jive, and that's what happened in this one. So now all the people who weren't working go back to work, and this gets pushed off again until after everybody comes back on Labor Day. Can't push off the reality of losing money. Asking the question, and I'll ask all of you this, what's in your 401k? Could the answer be a lot less? The Dow plunged, one of the worst drops, in fact, the worst drop since 2008, one of the all-time 10 hit list of negative days on the market. It can claim that distinction August 4th. The Dow down more than 500 points. And, of course, why would it be down? Because it operates, the markets operate on news. And the news that the economy is going to go into another recession, and the fact that Europe is still massively struggling with their own problems, and they're not even close to being solved, led to this current collapse, or the chill. Might be hot in a lot of places, but it's pretty chilly on Wall Street. And unfortunately, for people who are invested, that's what happens. It's a bleak day when you have a basket of stocks and you're just trying to hang on because this is your retirement. This is just part of the retirement, right? And that's rough. Rough would be the way that I would describe. And you heard at the top, you know, when we're talking about the heat in the South, the fact that now it's been pretty rough for the people, as I bring it back around again, who may be concerned about the market dropping, but they're very concerned about the temperatures not dropping because you have people that are dropping like flies from heat exhaustion, from dehydration, from just not paying attention in some cases to being outside too long. And it's like these football practices. I noticed by me this morning, I was up early at 8 o'clock. So at 8 o'clock, I was up, and boy, the high school players, just a stone's throw away from where I live, they were out, and they were doing jumping jacks. They were running through some drills and whatnot. And I took a moment to talk to the coach for a second, and he told me, boom, it comes right before 10 o'clock. They are done. They're over with. They're doing things in gyms and other stuff, but they are not outside because it's just too hot. Unfortunately, there were others that decided they were going to try to combat that with soaking themselves and taking those ice baths and whatever. And it, in some cases, it hasn't worked because there's been reports of a couple of deaths across the board from younger people to older people. And that's the thing with the heat. The heat doesn't discriminate. It's hot, you're in it, and you're not hydrated. Boy, they'll take anyone they can get. That's what I would say. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, We Can Count. If you don't know what We Can Count, it's one of my favorite segments, I think, that we do. And it's about the numbers. I could have thrown the Dow in there, plunging 512 points in 2008, what happened back then and what's happening now. But there are plenty of other numbers, to be sure, that will be whipped into We Can Count at the tail end of the hour. We, of course, we'll talk about what's next in Washington because now there's a little bit of a break. Also, here's something we'll mention at the very top of this show. There was at one point, and I was doing America Tonight, where Warren Jeffs, the polygamist sect leader, was picked up, remember, in Las Vegas, and he had wigs and other things in his car. Well, how about this? From that day in Vegas to Thursday in San Angelo, Texas, a Texas jury convicted Jeffs on child sexual assault charges. And this goes back to two young girls he took as brides in what he was calling spiritual marriages. So the 55-year-old was just stone-faced, they said, in the court when they read the verdict. And this is goes back to 2008 in a massive raid of a West Texas ranch where he was living in, where the polygamous sect is and was and still is today. So what I think really nailed his fate was this forensic analyst testified that he was almost certain that the DNA matched to the child of a 15-year-old mother. You know, was almost certain that that was positive for him. And Jeffs was accused of assaulting a 12-year-old girl. He acted as his own attorney, big mistake, and claimed that he was the victim of a religious persecution. So it didn't work. It didn't sway the jury. And this has been a long time coming. And what I wonder is the people on the ranch, how long they'll stay on the ranch and or whether or not they'll break up and move on to back to other places or start new lives or actually what happens there. Because I think they were waiting to see what happened with Jeffs, and I don't think they got the desired outcome that they were hoping for. Coming up on the flip side of America Tonight, you know I am the poll princess, and Zogby's got one. How do the voters rate this debt deal? One can only imagine. We're going to give you the hard facts on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Facts from the Zogby poll, and the White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, who's getting a lot of airtime on America Tonight. I don't know why. But Carney, a little snippet from him on jobs, because everybody's got their fingers crossed, but you can uncross them. The jobs report is going to be ugly. That's why the Dow tanked. Had one of the worst drops, as I already mentioned, since 2008. Let's go to Dale first, though, in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, okay. It would be awful helpful to know if this Congress and President can give me one scintilla of evidence that they're operating somewhere close to planet Earth. I'm trying to figure out. Only thing I can tell is they've agreed to disagree.
Now,
explain to this senior simpleton what was agreed to other than raising the debt ceiling.
Well, yeah, and that's it. They agreed to form this super committee, right? And the super committee, which is, to me, so unbelievably scary. The super committee is supposed to try to work things out, in other words, decide whether or not we can come up with some kind of a deal, instead of having where you can maybe slice off some more, or also tax, which you can see, because as you said, they agree to disagree. The Democrats on the super committee are going to want some taxes, some revenue. The Republicans are going to say no. The Republicans are going to want the opposite. They're going to want more slicing and dicing, and I can imagine they're going to say no to that. There's an automatic cut that would kick in if there's no agreement. So basically, it's like a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid, and they're just going to, I think, go round and round through the same gymnastics and come up with nothing by the end of the year.
So it's a kick the can down the road approach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. And then you go back in, and there you are, no budget again.
Well, we haven't had one since.
I know.
He hasn't had one, has he?
No,
Obama?
He hasn't, no.
Jeez.
No, he hasn't had one. He hasn't. How crazy is that when you think about it? How do you operate without a budget?
Well, how do you operate as a president when you have no leadership skills? We're getting what we paid for, or what those folks paid for.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. And see, I'll tell you what, with people being so upset and these negative numbers in these polls, the Democrats are concerned. They're concerned, with, especially with this whole debt ceiling thing, that they're not going to easily be able to get Obama in again to be reelected. That there was actually some worry, some sincere worry, that this might not be such a shoo-in for Obama to repeat as president.
Well, you've given me every confidence, Kate, to know, so I'm saying it right now. I'm running. Oh,
go
boy.
For it. Why not? You're allowed to. You're entitled.
Yeah. Well, have a good weekend, Kate.
All right, you too. Yeah, it's because of all the infighting, these Gallup polls and all these other polls have been nothing but negative. Nothing but negative. And it makes sense. It's just another impasse, really. The super committee, I can't imagine that much comes out of that. And here we are just adding on to the deficit, because that's truly what happened, too. Now the deficit is somewhere in the neighborhood of $17 trillion, and that's not good. $17 trillion, it's an unbelievable number. What could you buy with $17 trillion? You could buy Virgin Airlines, several islands. You could probably feed the people in Africa that are starving. You could take care of the people in the United States who can't make ends meet, and they've got children, and they're working 3 and 4 jobs. I heard today that somebody was working 4 jobs, meaning they had a weekend job, they had 2 jobs during the week, and then they had another side gig. Whew. How many hours do you think that person sleeps? I'm thinking they're not getting much sleep. And then on the weekend, when they could finally chillax, there is no chillaxing. None. Because they're off to another job. That's just not healthy for that to happen. All right, I promised we would tell you the Zogby numbers, and let me just tell them to you real quickly. Certainly there's a fallout. The president's approval rating, 41%. The number of people who say that he deserves re-election, 36%. And the number of people who say the nation is on the wrong track, check this out, 73%, 73, that's the highest since October of 2008, and remember, that was the banks too big to fail and all that. So it shows that people are not happy. Only a small majority believe that the Republicans got more of what they wanted out of the deal than the Democrats. So those numbers are ugly. Polling is a sampling, to be sure. But I think it's a pretty interesting sampling. Here's what Jay Carney had to say, by the way, about this upcoming job situation.
A couple months ago, calling on Congress to pass things.
Congress has the power to pass legislation that the president can sign. The actions that it can take could create more jobs right now if it passed the patent reform, if it passed the free trade agreements.
All right, so here we go again now with free trade agreements. And really, Carney was on his heels because he was being asked about those jobs. And it's something that we've done on the show before when we've talked about even pushing it further. When we look at the jobs, we look at the job loss to overseas. We look what's happening with the Ciscos, with the Dells. Michael Dell, who's got so much of an investment in China, in India, and other places. I mean, why are they doing that? Of course, it's cheaper. It's cheaper, and honestly, they say they're getting the people that they want on the engineering front versus what they're seeing in, you know, what they're seeing in America. So now you got this debt ceiling deal that Obama signed into law on Tuesday that will lead to a massive job loss in the short term, for sure, which we saw in the one situation with the FAA anyway. It threatens our growth economically in the long run, and it threatens yet another, as a side effect, it threatens another recession. And the Economic Policy Institute did an analysis on it, and they say the spending cuts in the agreement to raise the debt ceiling, along with the failure to extend, of course, remember, the payroll tax holiday, the emergency unemployment insurance, all of that is going to cost 1.8 million jobs through 2012. And how does the debt deal threaten job loss overall? How does it threaten job loss? Well, if you look at the spending cuts, right, which we desperately needed, will reduce the GDP by $43 billion in 2012, so that lowers employment by 323,000 jobs. But the failure to extend the payroll tax cut will reduce the GDP by $128 billion. That's resulting in almost a million fewer jobs. And then not continuing unemployment benefits and whatnot. So more jobs will be lost this way. But here's the problem. There was too much fat when it came to government jobs anyway, that one figure that I gave you. That's part of the problem. If they did a self-audit, I am 100% confident that they would find there's so much duplication. And when you're trying to operate and get into the position of being in the black, you have to be able to do that. Why were all these extra jobs created that are unnecessary? I don't get it that there's not a self-audit here. And that's something that should have happened. So when we talk about all this other gobbledygook, and I guess not gobbledygook, but the unemployment benefits, the payroll tax, all that, and then you add that up, and the thing that should have happened is never should the government have grown the way it did, I think vertically and lopsided. And also, never should the deficit gotten that far out of control. How do you reel in something that the number is just astronomical? How can you possibly meet that? You can't is the answer. You can't do it. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, please feel free to do so. 800-259, of course we want you to. 5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over, and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for 3 decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Yeah, keep on fighting authority, America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We've been talking about this from the get-go, right? Government that's allowed to expand the way it's expanded and unchecked is not where we want to go. We want to keep this country as the way we see it with all the freedoms that we've enjoyed. We want to be able to pass that down instead of passing down this horrible debt. When my nephew just came and spent some time with me, great kid, you know, on the cusp of 10, just turned 10, and I was watching him, and he loves traveling, he loves, you know, just soaking in all the different parts of the country, and who knows what he grows up to be, right? But he's a curious kid, and I'm thinking, and this is what we're going to do to him, and we're going to dump this on my nephew, who is going to be taxed beyond belief in the next 10, 15 years, who knows? And I'd much rather have his generation start with that clean slate or at least a fighting chance. Not 17 trillion, not 20 trillion. How do you really hack away at that when you're barely paying the interest? It's exactly, in a sense, on a smaller scope, like having too many credit cards where it gets out of control, and you might have a decent job, but you can never pay them off, and you're not getting those 0% you know, APR transfer fee things anymore. Maybe some people are, but not like you used to. So you're not playing the credit card game of flipping it over. You're just paying, and you never get out of that hole. Never, ever. Or it takes forever. It takes your lifetime to get out of that hole. And I don't want to see Owen and the people that come up with him be stuck that way. I don't want to see that happen. So there's got to be some smarter people that we can put in Washington. There has to be. 2012 is going to be a very, very much bigger year than I thought. It really is. Not that it wasn't presidentially. We knew that. But I think now on other levels, it's going to be extremely big. Tomas in Michigan, patiently waiting. Let's go to him. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, did you hear Pat Buchanan today?
I didn't.
You're going to hear him now.
They're trying to raise taxes on everybody that's making more than $200,000 a year. I'll take that fight any day. And let me tell you, your boy, Barack Obama, caved in on it.
You hear that?
I know. He cracks me up. Yeah, I actually like he's when he's on MSNBC, sometimes he goes on the morning show that they've got. And I think he's good unplugged. He is. He's good unplugged. I like him.
Well, I think the American people are realizing that the word debt ceiling or the term debt ceiling is code for bottomless pit.
Yep.
You know, I think we should have a bumper sticker, you know, debt ceiling equals bottomless pit. And I think people around the world are starting to figure that out and get money out of the stock market, because 500 points is a lot of points. We'll see what happens tomorrow. You know, maybe it was just a birthday present for the president. It was his birthday today. Right?
50 years old. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, maybe you could have some like birthday music or something.
Some cake.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake. Like Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake.
You know, it's funny, but I got a feeling, like you said, how many people out there are now working 2 and 3 jobs and are afraid, you know, dreams are evaporating.
Yes.
They don't have time to go after their dream because they have to have a job to stay alive. It's, you know, it's I don't know. I can't believe that, you know, we don't have somebody out there saying time for a third party.
I've been saying that for a long time. It is so time for that. Because I love that you said that. Dreams are crumbling and families are crumbling because kids don't even get attention. They don't want toys or DVDs to occupy their time because their parents have to work so many ridiculous hours. They can't spend any time, let alone put the word quality in front of it, because they're really whipped. They're whipped because they're working just to be able to put food on the table and get them to school.
I know, and you know, I mean, you're too young to remember this, but I remember you would come home, you could turn on the TV, and you wouldn't have to worry about $100 a bill monthly payment to watch something on the TV.
Yeah.
It was free. You know, this is a third of a century ago. On the moon, you know, we had less technology, but you bought a TV, you put an antenna up there, and you could watch TV for free. Believe it or not, America, all you young people out there, yes, you could actually watch TV for free, and now you can't. You know, matter of fact, you could record music off the radio. You wouldn't have to pay anything. It wasn't against the law to record stuff that you heard.
Yeah, now you get sued. They'll come after you. They find you some way. The music industry, I don't care if you're living in Poughkeepsie, they're going to find you and they're going to go after you, yeah.
I tell you what, people, you know, it's not, people in the know are not thinking that they upped the so-called debt ceiling bottom split $2 trillion. They are looking at the fact that we are now $7 trillion more in debt because of this 10-year plan. And we were $14 trillion before. That's a 50% increase in the history of our entire national debt in one day. When that's like all the money you owe, increasing it by 50% in one day. You know, the stock market's not going to go up. Anyway, Kate.
It's insane.
Let somebody else talk there, and you have a great night.
All right, thank you. I like the way Tomas put that, and it's sad. It is the crumbling of the American dream, because you have no time to dream. You have no time to sleep, and then sleep leads to problems with health. And, I mean, we know that the road that we're going down. Al in Canada, hello.
Yeah, okay. President Obama didn't hit 50 today. His approval rating is, what, 40%?
Yeah.
I think he's dreaming of 40. And, I don't know who that lady was who sang at his birthday party, but she ain't no Marilyn Monroe, I'll tell you that. You know, and also, there's a dangerous precedent for President Obama, because in 1964, a liberal Democrat defeated a right-wing Republican from Arizona, right? Barry Goldwater.
Mm-hmm.
President Lyndon Johnson defeated a right-wing Republican from Arizona named Barry Goldwater. President Obama, a liberal Democrat, defeated a right-wing Republican from Arizona, John McCain. And what happened to Lyndon Johnson in, look in your history book, what happened to Lyndon Johnson in 1968? He was involved in a bunch of expensive foreign wars in 1968, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he quit. And, you know, 2012, we're going to have a big hubbub up here in Canada. You know, we're really walking around proud up here in Canada, because in 1812, you guys invaded us, and along with some a bunch of the Limeys from England, we defeated you. The only war that we've ever, we didn't do it, but the British did it. And then they burned down, well, eventually you guys won in 18, Andrew Jackson kicked the British's ass in 1814. But, you know, it just shows George Washington and Thomas Jefferson didn't even know what the word a trillion was. I bet you if you asked George Washington, would the federal government be $1 trillion in debt, he'd say, what the hell is a trillion, right?
I hope so, yes. Are you kidding? They were still worried about being able to shore up the economy they were creating. They would roll over in their graves if they knew what was happening now, yes.
Yeah, and if you told President Washington that we were going to be building schools and highways and hospitals and bridges in Afghanistan, he'd say, "What? Never mind a trillion, what the hell is Afghanistan?"
Yeah.
You know, and also, Kate, a quick comment. I'm not a news junkie, but I'm getting there. I've been watching the news about this big hubbub in Norway, you know, the Norway deal, right? Not one single reporter. Have you heard a single reporter ask anybody involved in that that's carnage in Norway if anybody on that island had a gun besides the whack job that did all the killing? But why nobody had
a gun. I don't think anybody had a gun at all. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and in Norway, it's against the law for the police. The police don't even carry guns in Norway. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I did. We had Saul Album on from Norway after that happened.
And I think Norway's the crazy country that gave President Obama a Nobel Peace Prize, isn't it? Didn't Norway give President Obama a Peace Prize?
Yeah, that's where they have it. Yeah.
Well, I rest my case. They're crazy.
Al, have a good weekend. All right, so a couple of things that he threw out at us there. One, I think we have talked about that, what Norway, again, supposedly one of the best places in the world to be. The thing happens where 77 people are killed. The bomb goes off right near the PM's office, and then ultimately the island was the big thing. And sure, yeah, to the gunpoint, no. So unless somebody had smuggled one in, there wasn't one there, certainly not. And we had Saul, our pal Saul Album, on from Oslo, and we talked about that, and we talked about the reaction of the people afterwards and whether they were going to change some of the things with their way of life. And, you know, meaning that was one of them, and no, that's not something that's going to be changed. Nothing is being changed in Norway as a result of what happened with the gunmen. In fact, they're adamant about not having things become different, not letting him shatter the world and as they know it, where it's an open culture, if you will. Coming up on the flip side, we'll take a few, 800-259-7791. I was going to slip this in. Paul McCartney hacked off about being hacked. Wait till you hear this story. It's, wow, it's big.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict, offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Looks like all the Beatles certainly weren't untouchable, at least one of them anyway. Paul McCartney, the latest celeb, dragged into this whole phone hacking scandal. And we know that the allegations are that journalists eavesdropped on private phone messages. They bribed the cops, the police officers, for tips, and then they got confidential information for stories, because of course if you can tap into the phones, what do you think you're going to get? What stuff are you going to hear? And McCartney is livid, I understand. And what's happened is it goes back to the days of Heather Mills, his former wife, and Piers Morgan, who's now on CNN. While this was all happening, He was part of the whole Daily Mirror. He was the editor for the flagship, the Daily Mirror tabloid. And one of the things that's now bubbled up from this is this was happening as he was there, right? These things were being played out. And at one point he wrote something in 2006. He wrote something where he said that they had played a tape of a message of McCartney that was left on Mills' cell phone in one of their fights. And he wrote it was heartbreaking. He sounded lonely, miserable, and desperate. And he even sang, "We can work it out," into the answering phone. Well, how did he hear that? So now that's what they're questioning. How did Piers Morgan come to hear the message? And they're asking him to come back to the UK so he can explain himself. So far, he is not commenting on his article, although he's saying that the allegations are unsubstantiated and that the judge in the couple's divorce case had already cast doubts on her credibility. Ooh, Piers Morgan might be in trouble, and CNN, once again, will have made a blunder in their hiring. We'll see. Because he was right there in the thick of it. They got those messages. Here's, by the way, what Paul McCartney had to say.
When I go back after this tour, I'm going to talk to the police because apparently I have been hacked. I don't actually know much about it, but they won't tell anyone except the person themselves. So I will be talking to them about that. I don't think it's great. I do think it is a horrendous violation of privacy. And I do think it's been going on a long time, and I do think more people than we know knew about it.
Yeah, I think more people knew, too, and that house of cards might fall. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Oh, Paul, just go smoke a joint. You'll be okay.
Now, I hope they bring this guy down. If Piers Morgan has become so famous because of all these stories he broke, and really he was getting tapes of people, what a layup that is, Don.
Well, you know, I don't know, Kate. I just shake my head every day to see how many dishonest people are out there are on this planet, you know?
I know.
Everybody's just trying to get gain, and I don't blame Paul for being ticked off, you know? I mean, the whole family's probably pretty ticked. I mean, you know, a lot of people in Paul go there, and, you know, I mean, we went through such the stink with the, Patriot Act, you know? People were all freaking out whether the government was going to be listening in, and, you know, but, that was at least for our security, hopefully. This is just for somebody to make money, you know, and get down
in pain
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a great story one time. I'm going to have to tell you about Paul McCartney. So it happened when we were in Japan. So
tell us the story. We want to hear. What's the story? You were in Japan. What, you ran into him?
All right, we'll do Social Security next week. It's not going anywhere, right?
It's not going anywhere right now.
Well, 1979, Paul McCartney and Wings were pretty much one of the biggest bands in the late 70s around the world. And that was the one band that, for some reason, everybody in our little tiny school of 150 kids liked, you know. And I'd say probably, we were closer to 200. Probably about 100 of us had tickets to go see him in concert at Budokan Hall. And, I think they were like $30, which back then was a lot of money, you know, and we had to save up for it, and we were a whole lot, and I remember we had this one whole section that was just going to be all with kids from our high school, you know, and we were all excited about it, and my dad had just happened to fly back to the United States to take care of some business, because he was getting ready to retire at the end of the year, and he was flying back, and he got to sit up there in first class. This couple got on in Seattle and a bunch of other people, and they're sitting there talking to, Seattle to Tokyo is about, I think it's 10 hours, 14 hours, something like that, for a plane ride. That lady's husband was just sleeping the whole way, pretty much, and he chatted with her the whole way, kind of, and so they got to coming into Tokyo, and they're getting her in to land at Narita Airport. Now, if anybody doesn't know about the airports in Japan, Haneda was the airport that was downtown Tokyo. It's pretty much right down there by the bay. And it's a landfill airport and just two runways. And, you know, with how much planes fly in and out of Tokyo, it was always packed. And they had built, in the early 70s, they had built this new airport north of Tokyo, but all the chicken farmers kept protesting and they couldn't open it. 78 or 79, they finally got to open Narita, which is where, if you fly to Tokyo today, that's where you'll fly into. They still use Haneda, but that's pretty much just cargo. cargo planes fly there, you know, FedEx, all those guys, UPS. And in any case, so they're coming in to land, and the lady looked outside and looked over my dad and says, "Where are the city lights?" And he says, "Oh, we're going into the new airport. It's about 30 miles north of town." And she's like, "Really? Is there a customs there?" And he said, "Yeah, there's a customs there." And she said, "Oh, okay." And the reason why is whenever you would fly into Tokyo before, because the Haneda is so small in space, your bags and everything would be checked before they got on the plane. In other words, that kind of did a reverse customs. And then you just picked your bag up and go when you got to Haneda. Now that they built this new airport, they have the room for customs. So they get off the plane, my dad, she's asking where we go, and they're following my dad, you know, and he'd already been to Narita once, and they go through lines, and the customs have them open up their suitcase, and right on the top of it's a 2-pound bag of marijuana. And my dad's looking at it like, you know, and of course the Japanese police, boom, 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 in a hurry, and my dad's like, they know, and she says, "Think you can help us out?" And my dad's like, "What do you want me to do? Can you get a hold of the British Embassy here in Tokyo for us?" My dad's like, "Who should I say is calling?" And she's like, "You don't know who we are?" And my dad's like, "No." That's my dad. Never got into rock and roll. And it's Lennon McCartney. And he's sitting right next to the whole airplane, right? And he didn't even know who Paul McCartney was.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And, you know, and so he kind of, you know, my dad speaks a little bit of Japanese, and, you know, and he told him, it's Paul McCartney, Paul, you can hear his name everywhere, and they were going to rough him up pretty bad. I'm telling you, that is the one country you do not mess around with drugs. Okay, they catch you there, I mean, it's bad news. So you can pull the wool over on people here, maybe, and get away with it, but, you know, they don't play around with it in Japan. And so sure enough, he got locked up, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Princess Anne had to come get his butt out of jail or something like that.
Yes, yeah.
And his wife, of course, and kids, they stayed in the hotel until they got out, and then they left the country. And I just remember this whole story because that morning at about 4 o'clock, my dad comes in my room and says, "Hey, you got tickets to McCartney?" And I'm like, "Yeah. Don't think you're going to his concert. I just still, to this day, cannot believe that he didn't realize who he was sitting next to. But that's Paul in his pot. He just dubs it, you know. And, of course, he just got remarried again to a really nice girl. And the weird part about it is I had the biggest crush on Linda McCartney when I was in high school. It was like, she was my rock star, you know. And I'm just like, "You hit her! I can't believe it," you know. And so it's just a funny story, but, yeah,
it's a great story.
They had to skip the show, and the rest is history. So
yeah, you can Google Don's story up, by the way, and it still has been reprinted when people talk about McCartney. Thanks for sharing that. That's interesting. I'm gonna leave you with this thought. Aristotle said the soul never thinks without a mental picture. Hope you got one.